Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus went home, and the crowd came together again so that Jesus and the disciples could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him. For the people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons he casts out demons." And he called to them and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they said to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So there is this quote that I often see. It's in various forums that circulates around the internet every so often. And it goes, "A lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is putting on its shoes." Now, this quote has been attributed to various people, to Mark Twain, to Winston Churchill, but was actually written by Charles Spurgeon in 1859. And yes, I said 1859, so 150 years ago. And it seems like this quote could easily describe our present time. Although, I think we have a new term that we could use for lies, and it's called fake news. So a modern upgrade to this quote could be, "Fake news can travel halfway around the world while the truth is still composing the first letter of a tweet." Now, it seems that Jesus, in our lesson today, was suffering from a rash of fake news being spread about him. Mark says that the people were saying that Jesus had gone out of his mind. They were saying that he was crazy. If social media were around during Jesus' time, I imagine that the clickbait headline of this would probably be something like, "See the career-ending video of a religious leader gone completely mad," or something like that. And it would seem that the closest friends and family of Jesus would have clicked on this video and then viewed it, and it seemed like they would have believed it. But can you really blame the friends and family of Jesus for believing these reports and not being completely supportive of Jesus? Because they do, in fact, have a reason to be concerned about Jesus. At the beginning of this chapter, in chapter 3, the religious authorities are quoted as saying that they were plotting to destroy Jesus. That sounds pretty serious. Then in our passage today, people are saying that Jesus was the devil himself. Wow. I feel that many parents maybe would react the same way if they heard that someone would want to destroy their child, and further, that their child was Satan. I think they might get a little angry, but I also think that they would want to protect their child. And this is what I see the friends and family of Jesus trying to do. They are trying to protect Jesus. They probably just wanted to talk to Jesus, maybe tell him to tone it down a bit, maybe lay low, you know, chill out, Jesus. Now, these are good intentions of the family and friends of Jesus. They are. But it would seem that Jesus didn't, but it would seem that the family and friends of Jesus didn't really get it. They didn't really get the message Jesus was spreading. And maybe you would think that those who were closest to Jesus would get him, but as maybe we all know, maybe from personal experience, our families don't always understand us 100% of the time. Now, of course, Jesus has something to say about all of these things going on. First, he addresses that fake news going on about him. Satan cannot cast out Satan, he says. This would cause division, and something divided cannot last for long. What Jesus is really saying is that we cannot use evil tactics to confront evil. To confront evil, we must use different tactics. And these different tactics are good and holy and look nothing like the tactics used by evildoers. Next, Jesus addresses his family. At first, he seems to deal harshly with them. He says in verse 34 that those who are sitting around him, which excludes his real family, are his real family. And his blood is not family, but other people are. Further, that his family is those who do the will of God and not those who prevent him from doing the will of God. But Jesus is also saying something else. He is saying to his family, yes, I am your blood relative, but now so are all of these other people. Jesus wants his family to welcome the crowd gathered around into his inner circle. It seems we often misunderstand those closest to us. There was once a woman who had a falcon she trained very carefully. Day in and day out, for a year, the woman faithfully trained this falcon. Now, this was a splendid bird, and it was obedient to this master's every command. One day, the woman and her falcon were out on a hike. After a while, both became thirsty, so the woman searched for some water. She found an old spring on the hillside where the water trickled out of the earth a drop at a time. The woman held her cup under the spring and waited until it was nearly full. As she brought the cup to her mouth, the falcon flapped its wings, spilling the water. The woman scolded the bird and again placed her cup underneath that spring. She waited a long time until the cup finally filled up. When she began to drink a second time, the falcon landed on her wrist, causing her to spill the water on the ground. This time, she scolded the bird in a louder voice. When the woman was able to fill her cup a third time, the falcon again caused her to spill the water. This time, the woman got pretty angry. She raised her arm, preparing to strike the falcon with all of her might. But just then, another hiker came upon the woman and her falcon. The hiker quickly glanced at the woman holding the cup, then the falcon, and then the water. "Stop," yelled the hiker. "That water is not fit to drink. There is a snake in the spring, and it has poisoned the water. If you drink this water, you will die." The woman's anger vanished. "This falcon has saved my life, and in return, I was about to kill it," the woman said. She slowly lowered her arm and lovingly stroked the bird. Jesus tells us that we are to do the will of God. So what does that look like, and how is it different than what evil uses? We can start with that first, with the inclusive tone of the ending of our reading for today. Jesus is broadening his family to mean everyone. This means that everyone is in relationship with everyone else. This means that each of us knows the other, and not just superficially. This means we know the hopes and dreams and fears of all of those that are around us. Because at times, not only is there fake news out there in the media, but there's also this fake news that we believe about ourselves and the internal fake news that we have. These lies about ourselves can eat away at our self-esteem and our self-worth. For some of us, this can make us feel down and depressed. And when we believe all this negativity, it can lead us to dark places. It's when a person is in those dark places that I want to say to them, I see you, you are loved, you are valued, and God loves you. It's in these moments that I hope and pray that my words are enough. It's in these moments that I hope and pray being in close relationship is enough. And it's in these moments that I pray. Amen.